Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles, please, to Matthew chapter 17. In verse 20, the Word of God says that if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to a mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Go figure. How many people actually dare to try that? But I'll tell you something. Jesus himself said this would work. So clearly, it would work. You could say to the mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. If you have faith, even like a mustard seed, and the key idea there is the mustard seed. Today's mustard and mustard 2,000 years ago were actually two different things. People say, well, today's mustard seed is a fairly large seed and all that stuff, but that's not the same mustard. Something different was called mustard in those days, and it was the smallest of the seeds, but it grew into a fairly good-sized tree. The idea there is that even though it's small, it's living and it's growing. And then he says, nothing will be impossible for you. Nothing will be impossible for you. One of the things that really is very important in our lives, one of the most important things really, is this idea of faith. People sometimes complicate faith. They think, well, you didn't get an answer because you didn't have enough faith. No, Jesus right here is saying it's not how much faith you have, it's what type of faith you have. If it's a growing faith, if it's a living faith, by living faith, it means that it does something in you, it motivates you, it encourages you, you think with it, then it has a profound effect. Now, when we talk about faith, it's really pretty simple. Think of faith this way. It's simply, I believe God. Therein is faith. I believe God. You have faith, you believe God. That's it. So, when you think about anything to do with faith, when you think about any situation that you're in, just say, I believe God. And that's the end of it. I believe God. Sometimes people say they believe God, but they really don't in Hebrews 4:2. Sometimes people have heard the Word of God or they know something about God, and because they've heard it and it's in their mind, they think they believe it. But really, they don't believe it. They have the information, but they don't entirely believe it. For example, there are some people, I think they're a little crazy, but they're out there anyway, who think, we've never been to the moon. They have the information that people have been to the moon, but they don't believe it. They have the pictures from the moon that astronauts have taken, but they don't believe it. Well, you see, that's the kind of thing that sometimes people do with God. God gives us truth. John 17:17. God tells us what reality is, but people don't always believe it. We have to be the kind of people who do believe it. If I don't believe reality, that means I'm a little bit nuts. And really, that's why the world is in the kind of shape it's in, because there's a whole lot of people that are a little bit nuts out there. They don't believe God. They think they're somehow smarter than God, which is really kind of funny because he figured out how to make everything that exists. He figured out how to make people alive, but they think they're smarter than God. Go figure. You don't probably even remember your phone number from when you were 10 years old, if you're 50 right now. You see, there's the thing. They don't believe God. It's kind of nuts. The way that usually you can tell whether you believe God or not is, what are you oriented toward? By that, I mean, what is your thinking based on? If your thinking is based on the Word of God, in other words, you look at something and what comes to mind is from the Word of God, or you look at something and what comes to mind is, let's say, your ability, or how much you like it, or the difficulty or ease of it, or whatever else, something other than what's in the Word of God. that orientation will tell you whether you believe God or not. We believe God. That's it right there. Because God is truth, God tells the truth, God gives the truth, and God tells us the truth about absolutely everything. The Holy Spirit is in us, in John 16:13, to guide us in truth. So we believe God. In 2 Corinthians 5:7, the Word of God says, we walk by faith and not by sight. What this is really telling us is that we believe God in specifics. Because the things that happen in our lives are specific things. For example, when you're talking to somebody, you're talking to a specific person. You're not talking to all people or people in general. No, you're talking to a specific person. If you go to school, you're going to a specific school. You're in a specific classroom. If you're studying, you're studying a specific topic. If you're an adult and you're going to work, you have a specific job. And as a matter of fact, it's so specific, often the contract that you sign to have the job will give you the specifics of the job, what is specifically required and expected. Everything in our lives is about specifics. So we have specific faith for specific things in our lives. It's not just a general faith. Sometimes people have this general faith, and then they wonder why they are nervous in specific situations. Why they have trouble with specific people. Because your faith is general, it's not specific. Have a specific faith. Now, in order to have a specific faith, the Bible says in Romans 10:17 that we need to hear the specifics from the Word of God. Specifics from the Word of God is called categorical doctrine. It's a fancy way of saying specific things in the Word of God. So not general, but specific. For example, what does God say about friendships? That's more than what God says just about people. What does he say about friendships? What does God say about being sick? That's more than what God says just about health. No, what does he say about being sick? What does God say about needing something, needing food or needing money? What does God say about people who are happy? Not just people in general, but happy people or sad people. What does God say about difficult situations? You have people who are angry with you. What does God say about that? Or what does God say about people being happy with you? Not just angry, but happy also. Specifics. We have a specific faith. So we believe God in specifics. Everything in your life, whether it is a good thing in your opinion or a bad thing in your opinion, it doesn't really matter. You do the same thing. You say, I believe God in this part of my life, in this situation, in this relationship, in specifics. I believe God in specifics. You have trouble with some kid who's a bully. And you know, I believe God in specifics when God says he takes care of bullies on my behalf. A bully is nothing to a Christian. Because God fights all our battles, and that's specific. A bad situation is nothing to a Christian. Why? Because I believe God. I'm in a bad situation, I believe God. But it's not just negative things, it's positive things also. I'm in a wonderful situation. I had this best day in the world today. Well, I believe God, and that makes it even better. It helps me to stay in that condition. You believe God in specifics. Sometimes we believe God just toward the things he said, and that's really where it starts in Hebrews 4:2. Sometimes there are people who don't believe God regarding what he says, and they're a little bit nuts. For example, in Hebrews 11:3, Because we believe God, we know God created all things. There are some people that say all things created themselves, and they will try to use fancy names for it so that it sounds very scientific, like Big Bang or evolution. And they try to say all things created themselves. Well, look at the table in front of you or a chair that you're sitting in. Did the chair or the table make itself? Seems kind of silly, doesn't it? Did a tree die, cut itself into pieces of the proper shape and size? Did the nails just happen to create themselves out of iron ore in the rocks and form themselves into nails? And did the nails then come and go into the wood to hold all the pieces together just so? That seems dumb. Why? Because it is dumb. No, somebody made the table. Somebody cut down the tree. Somebody made the pieces of wood to look a certain way in certain shapes and sizes. Somebody took nails that another person probably made and they nailed the things together, and now you have a table or a chair or whatever it is. Because nothing just makes itself. But we know, because we believe God, that God created all things. He's the one who made all things. Somebody says to you, you believe the Bible? Oh, absolutely. I believe God. I believe God. Well, you don't understand it. I don't need to understand it. Sometimes people say, well, I don't understand the Bible, therefore the Bible must not be true. Well, that's really interesting. That means you must understand absolutely everything that exists, or nothing that exists is true. But people are weird that way. It's actually called stupid. People are stupid that way sometimes. No, I believe God because God is true. I believe God because God tells the truth. God is the truth. So I believe God. There was a guy, Noah. Noah was an interesting man. He was actually a king. That's why he could do the things he did. And God told Noah something that would seem absolutely insane to everybody. God said to Noah, it's going to rain. Well, the problem with that, to us that seems like no big deal. The weatherman says that at least once a week around here. But it never rained before. When God told Noah, it's going to rain, God was literally telling Noah, the sky is going to fall, because all the water that is rain now and that is on the ground, that was all in the sky. And so God told Noah, the sky is going to fall. Well, if you told most people nowadays the sky is going to fall, they would probably call a psychiatrist for you, because they would think you're crazy. And that wasn't any different in Noah's day either. They thought Noah was crazy. Well, Noah lived for a very long time, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. And when he was 600 years old, the sky fell. That was insane. 120 years before that, God told him the sky is going to fall. For 120 years, Noah was telling people, come with me, come into the ark. You'll be saved because the sky is going to fall. And everybody says, you're nuts. And then one day, it started to rain. Noah knew it. His sons knew it. His wife knew it. His sons' wives knew it. But nobody else in the world believed him. Why? They didn't believe God. When God told Noah the sky's going to fall, everybody thought it was ridiculous. But one day the sky fell and it started to rain, and this amazing ocean's worth of water that was in the sky came crashing down to the earth. The sky fell. But Noah believed God. Noah said to them, you may not believe God, but I believe God. I'm going to build an ark. And God told him how to do it. And he built this fantastic ark. And he saved all these animals. And he saved human beings. None of us would be here on earth today if Noah did not believe God. Noah knew what God said was right. He believed God. And he said, I believe God. I'm building the ark. And when God says to, we're going to go in the ark. And he went in the ark because he believed God. And God closed the door and the sky fell and all the water came down. And only those who believed God were saved from that great flood. Everybody else died because they didn't believe God. In Hebrews 11:8, there was a guy named Abraham. And Abraham was told something very strange in those days. Now, nowadays, again, this would not be so strange, but in those days, it was very strange. God told Abraham, get out of the land that you're in and go into the land of Canaan, which is where Israel is today. Now, that's not just something you did. You didn't just pick up and go. You stayed with your family. Abraham believed God, and there was really not much out there. There were some people out there, but they weren't necessarily all too friendly. And then, God said something even stranger. He was 100 years old. His wife was 90. And God said to Noah, you're going to have a son. At 100 years old? You're kidding. Who has a son at 100 years old? God said to Abraham, you will. Guess what happened? Abraham had a son. His 90-year-old wife, at that time, she was actually over 100. She had a son. That doesn't just happen, but they believed God. And it happened because they believed God. In Hebrews 11:23 to 29, Moses was another one who just believed God. Moses was a guy who was raised as the grandson of the Egyptian king. They called him a pharaoh. Moses was the pharaoh's grandson. Not by birth, but by adoption. Moses loved Jews because he was a Jew, but he was adopted. But he knew where he came from. He knew his mom and dad. He knew his sister and his brother. And he loved the Jewish people. He was one of the Jewish people, even though he was raised by an Egyptian. And he was so interested and so caring about Jewish people that when an Egyptian mistreated a Jewish person one day when Moses was 40 years old, he killed the Egyptian guy and he buried him in the sand in the desert. But the next day, somebody told him that they saw him kill the Egyptian guy, and Moses got afraid because you couldn't kill people back then either. And he ran away into the desert and he stayed there for 40 years. Can you imagine that? For 40 years, he lived in the desert. He became a shepherd. Well, Moses learned to believe God while he was in the desert. And then 40 years later, when he was 80 years old, can you think of this? 80 years old, God says, okay, Moses, you're going to take the Israeli people and you're going to deliver them out of Egypt. Now, this was a little bit challenging to him. He didn't have a very mature faith, but he sure did grow fast. And he learned how to believe God. So much so that when he finally did get the Israelites out of Egypt, he actually went to the Red Sea, which is quite large and quite deep. And in front of the Red Sea, he found the Egyptians were pursuing him. He was trapped. And God said to him, no, don't turn around and fight them. Just hold out your staff, this big stick that you're walking with. Can you imagine? Hold out your cane nowadays. Hold out a cane and the sea will part. Wouldn't you think that's a little crazy? But you know what? That's exactly what he did, because he believed God. And he held out his cane and the entire sea parted and the ground wasn't even muddy. It was dry. And he went right through with about 2 million other people. The Israelites followed and they went right through the Red Sea. And then when the Egyptian army tried to follow them into the Red Sea, the sea swallowed up the Egyptian army because they didn't believe God. They just saw this situation where they thought they could get through. I think they were nuts. Can you imagine? You got these two huge towering walls, hundreds of feet high of water, and you can say, well, I'm going to try that too. They didn't believe God, though. And since they didn't believe God, the sea swept them up. You see, in everything we learn how to believe God. In Jericho, Joshua in the battle of Jericho in Hebrews 11:30, he didn't have to fight. He didn't have to tear down the wall. No, the wall came crashing down. God said, walk around the wall 7 days, the wall will fall down, and then Jericho will be yours. What kind of a thing is that? These were massive, huge walls. They were made of stone. Good luck trying to get through one of these walls. And God said, you're not going to have to. They'll just fall down. Just walk around 7 times. Well, he believed God. And they did exactly what God said. And you know what? The walls just fell down. And then Jericho was theirs. In everything, believe God. Young people, you get into a situation. It doesn't matter whether it's big or small or hard or easy. And you don't know your way through it, just believe God. Mark 5:36 says, don't be afraid, only believe. You get to talk to somebody and maybe they're disagreeable or not very nice to you. Don't worry about it. Just believe God. Say, I believe God. You get into that situation, I can deal with the situation. I believe God. You get into a difficult class sometime in school. I can deal with this class. I believe God. Somebody's unkind to you. I'm not worried about this person. I believe God. In all things, just say to yourself, I believe God. Because that's your solution. I believe God. If you don't know what it means to believe God, you won't understand this. But when you've actually believed Him and you know what that means, I believe God and how God acts, because we believe Him, then it makes all the sense in the world. Of course you believe God. Of course that's the way you respond. That's how you get results. You believe God. In all things, I believe God. If you're sick, don't worry about the fact that you're sick. Just say, I believe God. It doesn't matter what happens in our lives. We just say, I believe God. You need money or you need a job later on in life? Well, I need a job. Well, I believe God. And that becomes our solution. I believe God. And the solution isn't just to make us feel better. The solution is real. You need money and God gives you money because you believe God. You're hungry and God will give you food because you believe God. You're in a bad situation and God takes care of that situation for you because you believe God. Just always say, I believe God, whatever it is. I believe God. On a good day, things went well today. Hey, I believe God. You see how good God was to me today? I had a great day. I believe God. Somebody gives you something very nice. Maybe you get this great birthday present or something. I believe God and I get this great birthday present. Why? Because I believe God. In your life, that's one of the most important things you can get into. Maybe it's even the most important thing you can get into. Learn how to believe God in everything. Just believe Him. Don't believe the ability of people or circumstances or problems more than you believe the ability of God. God is more than able in everything. So you just believe Him. Next time something comes up, you don't worry about it. You don't get afraid of it. You don't get nervous about it. You just say, hey, I believe God. And then it's taken care of. It's that simple. You just believe God. You guys understand that? All right, that's it for today.